Blog Talk Radio.
I call it thirst trap, shorty.
Hey, you know, they say it's a man's job to respect a woman. For me personally, I feel like a woman supposed to give a man something to respect. Now, I ain't wrong for thinking that is. If I ain't wrong for thinking this. Want me to buy you a bag, but is you worth it? Now, I ain't perfect. I just followed you on Instagram. Know you really into women and that you get around. No, I ain't judging, I'm just asking if that's fair to say. But either way, it's my opinion, you know, give or take. I told him all the chick, the girls look up to you and the things you do. Every nigga you work with, you screw her, so you know what she go up, you know what she gon' do. She like, you don't know me, you don't pay my bill. You don't know my stuff. Like that shit real, but it is what it is. But I know you lying, I know what's real. I know your worth, I know that purse. 10 bands, shorty, you can't pay your bills, yeah, you wanna
know. I won't give the respect that you earn, unless you earn. What you make me do, that's what I won't do to you. Girl, I won't give you the respect that you earn,
that you earn,
unless you earn.
That you earn.
Oh, what you make me do,
no,
that's what I won't do. Give you the
I kiss on your neck, but you wanna get out of this? Would you feel disrespected if I said you fat as shit? If I called you my bitch when I'm with my partner, see it as a badge of honor, or just be like, no, Wale, don't call me out of my mama's giving. Name sake, but she was the mind when I'm in her time. And I leave her in her feelings, cause I never leave her dry. Some advice, lying to her is ill-advised. She know these jokes, I'm a joke, but I still give a sign. I try and follow. Everybody wanna think, worry about none of them. She gon' work that body. And I unfollow, so my eyes still on her. Knowing I'm still part of all the thirst trap story.
Girl, I won't give you the respect that you earn, unless you earn. What you make me do, that's what I want to do to you. Girl, I won't give you the respect that you earn, unless you earn. Give you the respect you earn. She lives for the night life, and that's alright. But she wants to be treated like somebody wise. You can't be table hopping in a world trying to drink free. Then come back to my table trying to stand next to me. Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Girl,
I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn, unless you earn. What you make me do, that's what I wanna do to you. Girl, I'm gonna give you the respect that you earn,
that you earn,
unless you earn.
That you earn.
Oh, what you make me do, that's what I wanna do. Give you the respect you earn.
How y'all doing? Boy, Brooklyn Kid. Back with another show for y'all on the Raider Radio. Hope y'all doing good. This is Sunday night, 11:04. April 12th. or the 12th year, 2015. Hope y'all doing good tonight. I know yesterday I was supposed to broadcast the show last night, but you know, I had some things, I thought I had some things to do, but of course that didn't work out. So I said, you know, bump this, might as well just host the show today. And, you know, just, I'll go back to the regular programming this coming Saturday. I mean, this is just for now that I'm broadcasting tonight. Alright, if y'all tuning in via, you know, of course, y'all lie, I didn't leave a number when promoting this show. Of course, y'all tuning in via internet, y'all can like our page, Underrated Records. Alright, go ahead and like that. We're going to post all the information that has to do with the Underrated Enterprise. So, make sure y'all go and like that page. I will also add in that I spoke to Cognac yesterday, or Drew, as some of y'all know him as. We're definitely talking about bringing back the show. We got a day, not a date, but a day where we want to, you know, do the show. But we just don't have a specific time. So that's why I'm encouraging y'all to like the page and stuff so that y'all can see that, you know, we'll be able to let y'all know when we're bringing that show. All right? It's gonna be an awesome show this year. It's probably even gonna be better than last year. And from how we exchange ideas and stuff. Definitely what we want to do. You know, we kind of see each other's vision and what we want to bring forward to the show and stuff like that. So I can see it, hopefully, you know, well, I don't want to say hopefully, but, well, then again, I don't want to say I see it, but I'm hoping that, and I'm pretty confident that it'll be better than last year. Last year was interesting, especially the first episode, you know. To me, it's like, I don't know, like, the first episode was, it's kind of indescribable, you know, it's kind of, I don't really want to go into too many details, but last year it was good, you know, we had people calling in, you know, some of the same people called in consistently, you know what I mean, and gave them their opinions on the various topics, but this time we're gonna kind of go a little more wider in our topics. You know, it's not always going to just be on relationships. You know, sometimes it's really about life. You know, maybe adding a little political discussion into the show. You know, especially seeing that, you know, we just got word that Hillary Clinton but she announced that she's running for president, you know, for 2016. So I ain't really going to talk about that, you know, on the show today, because I'm going to leave that for me and Cognac, you know, when we discuss that. So I would like for people to have a, I'd like for people to come in, call in, really, and give their opinion and stuff. And this way it could be a well put dialogue, you know, where people can exchange opinions and stuff, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people that's rooting for Hillary, and I'm sure there's on the opposite side, there's people that don't really want Clinton to win, you know, for various reasons. But again, like I said, this is just announcing certain stuff. Certain thing that's gonna go down this, hopefully within the next couple of weeks. I don't know. We just have to once we're able to boost the show up, the length of the show to an hour, that's when we'll let y'all know when we're going to start doing the, you know, we're going to bring back the Brooklyn Kid Cognac show. Because we've been trying to bring this back for, like, since the summertime. And I not really know. Yeah, around the summertime. We've been trying to bring this thing back. So that's what we're going to do. So look forward to that. Also, my show's still going to be on, you know, still going to be up and running. of course, I'm going to do our show too for myself on Saturdays. So that's really the only change. And once we get the hour show, we're gonna have a calling number. That's how we want y'all to call in and give your opinion. We can't have a calling number on this particular show as far as a 30-minute slot because, like I said, when you start from scratch, you know, this is what it is. You know, they're kind of cracking down on people wanting to do the premium, membership thing, whatever they call that. But I'm actually going to go ahead and go on a little break. I will be right back, and we're going to have a little, we're going to have a little discussion. I'll probably do some random talk. I don't really have a specific topic. I've been kind of like really, searching, racking my brain, trying to see what I can talk about, but I can't really find much to talk about. But I'll find some, we'll talk about some. Just a little random talk today. I'm a little tired. I ain't gonna lie. I'm a little tired today. You know, it's kind of been a long weekend, but we'll come back and have a little chat. All right. So stay tuned.
What type of game is being played? How's it doing there? It's on to the stars that I got to know now. Is you with me or what? Think I'm trying to get me your nuts. Cause honey's gonna give me the vibe. Why?
I'm politicking with the chicken, wondering if I'm a creeper. Little hood rapping from 25th named Tamika, coming through like I do, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curls. Girlfriend, what? Remember me from way back? I'm the same cat, the wave cat. That motherfucker that TNT used to play that. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th Dan. It's a small hood, and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up,
alright?
Hit you on the track later on, see what's up. Talking to shorty made me wanna do something nice.
What?
Looking at that ass made me wanna do something tonight.
What?
And I know right when I see right. Shorty looking like she tight, she bite. Better give a nigga the green light.
What's that mind? Is being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now.
Nothing, cause I got you, but you front.
Right.
I see you with your baby father, but it don't matter. Since you gave me the pussy, that ass getting fatter. Let that nigga play daddy, make moves with me. I done kept it motor real, boo. Can't lose with me.
True.
Dirty smacked you, cause you said my name when y'all was sexy. Ran up on this cat, he thought was me and started flexing. You know I ain't even with that. So he gon' have to get that Jess on GP. Tried to creep me, what? Leave that nigga sleepy. Run the strength for you, when that's your kid's daddy.
Right.
I ain't gon' send him on his way, put him up in that big caddy, but let him know. Never mind, yo, I need you to go. Take the snow up to 150, see Joe. Get that, come back with that, and we can split that. Sit back, fuck, Buffer L, get that.
Whatever games are being played, how's it going down? It's on till it's gone, then I got to know now.
Cause it's real. Being neglected's a norm. Expected to deal. Lie, cheat, and steal for me. Put something in the nigga's wig. If you spell for me, kill for me. You still with me? Cause we get down like what? Told you from the door. It ain't all about a nut. I'm gonna be fair. Trying to be there? We gonna see that. Hit me with the question, boo. That answer gonna be yeah.
Right.
See there? Something can go wrong. It does. Love to let it go. When it came back, that's how strong it was. But she belonged to cuss. Couldn't belong to me. Nigga, 2 kids by this nigga. It was wrong for me.
Cause honey's gonna give me the vibe.
Every game is being played.
How's it going down? It's on to the scars, and I got to know now.
Faith Evans' house going down. I ain't gonna lie, that every time I listen to music from like the East Coast, every time I listen to music like from the East Coast, like they're like kind of like mid-90s to like early 2000s stuff, it always gives me that nostalgic feeling. I don't know, man. I always feel like, man, I miss the old New York. Like back when New York used to be really popular. New York ain't New York like it used to be. For real, for real. They're not. New York has really changed drastically. Like, I'm not saying that you kind of have to be like the same all the time, but at least still keep your, at least still keep the foundation that you started with, you know? Like, still be New York. You know what I mean? Still be like, you feel what I mean? Like, man, I remember back in the day when I was coming up, before technology even, I don't know, like technology was even prevalent in America. You didn't really buzz around the computer like that. Like, you was outside playing with your friends, you know, like, this was like during, sometimes in the winter, spring, summer, of course, and maybe, yeah, in the fall, but definitely most likely summer and spring and all that, because, you know, summer and spring was like a cool, you feel me? It was cool, but like, well, no, excuse me, spring was more cool. A little warm here and there, but, you know, it was cool. But summer was hot. And you could have, especially if you lived in the area, if you lived in a place where there was no AC, come on, you got to be outside. You feel me? You got to be outside chilling and playing basketball and whatever. So that's what I did coming up. You feel me? And back in the day, man, people used to, you know, turn up that music mad loud, you know. They'll play like some hip hop music or maybe some reggae, and man, we would just all just have a good time, you know. We wouldn't be in no house on the internet. You feel me? Like that was. But then when the internet came out, I don't even want to say when the internet came out. But I remember when I started using the internet, I was like maybe 9 or 10, but internet wasn't really much at that time. Internet was, you kind of have to. Sometimes you had to use, like, if you didn't have cable, you had to use the dial-up. The dial-up was horrible, you feel me? Dial-up, man, you ain't want to do all that kind of stuff because, you know, you want to use your phone and you want to go on the internet at the same time. But, you know, at the same time, you know, it's like, yo, it is what it is. But I'm saying, like, back in the day, New York used to be real popping, you know? Like, real, man. The way we dress, the way we... Oh, yeah, the way we dress, the popping guy, from everybody else, you know? Like, everybody has their own, right, or swagger. You know, everybody has their own way. I think that's that. Because there were a lot of followers back then. Still is to this day. Still is. You know, everybody be wearing the baggies and the jerseys and the fitted caps, the blue rags, the wave caps and all of that. So I can't say that everybody had their own way of dressing. Try wearing some skinny jeans back in like 2002. You can call it the queer. try rocking on. Call it dry rocking one of them cardigan pants or whatever, or shorts. They call you strange. They look at you funny. Try skateboarding. They call you weird. Or as Troy Abbott say, they call you a weirdo. You know, because that's how it was. People were not doing the things back then. You know? But I'm saying in terms of like the environment and what you did. Like, I can only, like I said, I can only speak on York because, well, that's where I'm from, you know. I was born and raised in New York. You know, I used to, like I said, I used to see outside a lot of kids, you know, and the next thing you know, you can barely see anybody else outside. Now, in one way, that sort of is a good thing in one sense, because sometimes when you see kids outside, you know, kind of keeps them in, you know, sometimes they get out of it, and, you know, it might do something that might get them in trouble, you feel me? And you're like, yo, you know, nah, you don't want that to happen, you know, you try to prevent that. So in one sense, that's a good thing. In the other sense, like, people are constantly up in the field, you know, don't want to be outside and stuff. And this is coming from somebody that's a homebody. You know, I love my crib, you feel me? Now, I'm not saying that I wouldn't go outside, but I love my crib. You feel me? At the same time, I think you have to switch it up. You feel me? Every now and then, go outside and chill. See what it's like, play a little basketball, you know, maybe pick, you know, get a fresh air, fresh breath air, and whatever. Well, yeah, some fresh air outside, you know, especially around this time of spring. Like, real beautiful, you know, nice and cool, not too cold now, thankfully. It's certainly not hot. You know, to go outside and chill, it's like the perfect time to go outside and relax. But again, people don't really do that no more. You know, because we have Xbox, we have the internet, you know, YouTube and Facebook and like Snapchat. You know, we have all of that to keep us company. Like, usually, honestly, them stuff is really for the winter. You know, when you go outside, and I'm not going outside, but on the internet, you know, communicating with people, whether you know them or whether you really don't know them in person. You know, those really for really when it's too cold, so you can go outside. But when it's like, I guess like the spring or summer, and it's like real sunny, and the temperature is at a good level. And it's kind of good to go outside and relax, chill. You play a little basketball, have a barbecue and all that. I'm telling you, man, back in the day, New York used to be something. That used to be something back in the day, man. For real, that's just how it was. But again, time change, people change. You can't really do much about it, you know? You really can't. Because, again, people and time change. You can't, I mean, it kind of makes you mad. At least for me. Sometimes I'll be like, man, I remember I was 12. I remember I was 11 or 9 or 8. Man, I used to be outside chilling. Chilling, just be outside relaxing. At the time, I had friends, you know, the people I used to chill with at the time, find something to do, you know, without trying to, you know, disturb anybody. But, you know, we do our thing and have fun, you know, live your childhood. But like I said, and I hate to be repetitive, but people change. People, you know, people change. Environments change. Like, last time I went to my block, you know, it's kind of weird going back there. So you go back to your block and, you know, you see some people that you used to see, you feel me, that you used to chill with. And sometimes it'll be a little awkward, you know, because it's like, okay, yeah, you know, we grew up together, but, you know, we're not in that same mindset no more. We're not the same people, you know, we're totally different individuals right now. I mean, not saying that we were the same, exactly the same back then, but we had similarities, we had things in common at the time, and, you know, you grow up, and you live, you know, you move on. So that's just how it goes, man. That's just how it goes, and I think I'm learning that as time, you know, go on. I'm learning that people change. You feel me? I'm learning. I change. We all change, man. We all change. We all, you know, go through certain phases in life where it's like, all right, you know, I kind of grow certain people. I got to do me. You feel me? I got to live my life. And so I have to understand that, especially people that you know, just, you know, it's life, man. You know, what's that one quote? They said, all things must pass. Yeah, man. All things must pass, though. You know what I mean? You can't really. Nah, man. Sometimes people aren't in your life. for a season, you know. Sometimes people just there like, all right, yeah, man, you know, don't chill, but at the same time, you might go your way, I might go my way one of these days. And we just got to learn to respect that and, you know, and to understand that that's just how life goes, you feel me? That's just how life goes, and it's, you know, I mean, I think for me, though, personally, kind of, you know, like I said, it's kind of hard to kind of accept, you know, because I remember when I was coming up as a kid, I'd be like, yo, man, why? And when I get up, man, when we graduate, son, we all going to keep in touch and chill. And you know how many times I said that? I said that so many times to this day. I don't barely chill with, like, I mean, I got homies now, but I'm saying at the time, I moved on from a lot of the people I used to chill with. You know, like Nas used to say, or Nas said in one of his songs, he said, a thug changes, and love changes, and best friend becomes changes. Like, he's right. You feel me? That's self-explanatory. You know, that don't even need explaining. You feel me? That really does not need explaining. But I have about 2 minutes left. I'm just going to recap on what I said in the beginning, you know, to wrap up the show. But like I said, Cognac and I, pretty soon we're going to bring back the show. I picked a date, and one of them days is actually the official day we want to do it is on a Wednesday, but we don't have a specific to get back on the show. So again, like I said, if you're viewing this via, you know, I'm sure y'all are, because again, I didn't put no numbers talking about, you know, and promoting the show, but of course, yeah, click on the like page there in the bottom, in the description box in the bottom. And y'all just go ahead and like it. We're going to post when, what time we're going to do it, and, you know, what day we're going to actually start doing that. All right, so y'all just really, you know, y'all go ahead and do that. Also, I keep saying that I'm going to make my own fan page, and I never get a chance to do it, so I'm going to try my best to do it this week, sometime this week. What happened is that when I'm busy, I don't get a chance to do things. When I'm not busy, when I'm not doing much, it's like my mind is not on there. It's like sometimes I'm lazy and I don't want to, y'all know how that is, man. Sometimes you get lazy, you don't even want to do certain stuff because you just, you know, like, because you just want to relax and chill, because you get caught up in other obligations and stuff. It's like, man, I can't. So what it is that I'm going to try to make it sometime this weekend. I'm going to actually start promoting it, same way I promote the Underrated Records page. But anyway, I'm actually going to, you know, end this show right now. So again, like I said, make sure y'all like the page and y'all tune in the same time, same place on Underrated Radio. All right. Hopefully you have a blessed and prosperous week. All right. And, yeah, we'll talk soon. All right. Peace out.